87234.
QN Local News, thanks to Papercut Unlimited, your local graphics and signage specialist in Deniliquin.
Covering southern New South Wales and northern Victoria, this is 2QN Regional News.
Good afternoon, I'm Samuel Gordon-Stewart. The Denny Ute Muster has announced a donation of $30,000 to the Navarina Nursing Home. John Harvey from the Ute Muster says the donation was made possible due to last year's record attendance.
The 2008 Deniliquin Ute Muster was extremely successful, and the board, on behalf of members and hundreds of volunteers, voted to donate the proceeds of the Holden Ute Raffle to the Navarina Nursing Home. The Navarina, of course, is a great community project, and we're very happy to support it with this donation.
Meanwhile, a strategic planning meeting for the Ute Muster will be held on Thursday at the Denny RSL between 5:30 and 9:30. All interested people are welcome to attend. This year's Ute Muster will be held on the 2nd and 3rd of October. The Victorian Government is showing no signs of connecting the towns of Nathalia, Rushworth, Heathcote, Cahuna, Leechville, Lockington and Elmore to the natural gas grid. State Nationals Minister for Rodney, Paul Weller, says the Victorian Government promised to do this back in 2002, but opted to connect towns closer to Melbourne instead. He says that with the Victorian Government reducing the availability of firewood and the cost of living going up, a natural gas connection is becoming urgent.
Cutting back on the available firewood means that the people need to be kept warm. Bottle gas is very expensive, and it would be a good infrastructure project for the governments to adopt and connect the natural gas. The government made a commitment to these towns that they would be connected back in 2002. Then the government also included other outer metropolitan municipalities, interface municipalities, that could be connected. They connected them before they connected us. Now they need to come and connect the rest of rural and regional Victoria, including the towns in my electorate.
The Denny Rock Come Back Again Drought Relief Concert is on tomorrow at the Deniliquin Boat Club from midday to 10 p.m. The event is free to attend, and as organiser Simon Perrott explains, with rain forecast, a backup location has been donated.
It would appear at this stage, everything seems to be in order, that if it does pour down rain, that we are able to use the Deniliquin Golf Club as a second venue. Very kind of them.
The president of the Australian Local Government Association, Councillor Jeff Lake, is calling on councils across the region to support Harmony Day on March 21. Councillor Lake says local communities will play a key role in Harmony Day this year by organising a raft of local events and activities.
Given the role that councils play in local communities across the country in promoting things like multiculturalism and community building and community togetherness, it makes sense that we support Harmony Day.
Government job cuts and a lack of government support for the dairy industry are putting significant pressure on communities in northern Victoria, according to State Nationals member for Rodney, Paul Weller. Speaking on the Workplace Rights Advocate Repeal Bill in State Parliament on Wednesday, Mr. Weller rejected claims that the Brumby government is the defender of workers' rights. Mr. Weller said that the Victorian government decided in February to sack 55 timber workers without consulting Parliament and 70 research workers at the Department of Primary Industry Centres in the region. Mr. Weller went on to note that non-government jobs were also at risk due to a lack of support for the drought-ravaged dairy industry. He called on the Victorian government to help ease the situation. With the latest fishing information, here's Fred Moraldo.
Good afternoon, listeners, and good afternoon to Sam. We've got a new bloke on the gravine here, by the sounds of it. Well, weather fishing, well, weather's nice to see a bit of rain all over the place. I was up at Benalla there yesterday, coming out from there to Kerama, thought it was pouring rain. Well, you and we are down to 8%. And he played a nice song last week. Frogs on the little puddle, the way things are going, you and we will be a puddle, all right. No fishing coming out of there, too low. Around the Walla there's just a nice cod getting caught very, very late in the afternoon or lure. Spinner baits are the best of the lot at the moment. The Moala Canal, we got to that one, is still producing some nice fish, nice cod. Friend of mine here, well, maybe about a couple of weeks ago, a nice 15 pound out of a Spinnerbaits, usually spinnerbaits thrown on fast water there, and I went down the other day myself. I got one 9 pound, which is very surprised. It's been 2 hours, but I got one. Down towards Togamal, there's a lot of people fishing down that way, but from what I've been told, there's a lot of small fish getting caught, all of them in good condition. Some big bream fellas, there's very, very nice sized bream that catch and release. Yellow belly still biting, but very quiet. Not that they were there a few weeks back. Towards the Niliquin there, the Edwards, I got nothing, no reports out of there. Why, I don't know. I've been talking to a few people. The old man and the Murrumbidgee there, they're still picking up some nice cod in there. Lures and bait, worms if you got them, barty grubs. Blue barty grubs, fellas, they're up to $2.75 each. Proves the point, a lot of money. A lot of money getting put into the fishing industry. All the time you read on the Postal Times regarding penny one with the water, it's a disgrace. What can we do about it? And there's your fishing report for the week.
With the Deniliquin Cricket Report, Brian King.
Yes, it's Brian King for DDCA Cricket Preview, with semi-finals both in A grade and B grade this week. In the A grade comp, Hay versus Matharan, the first final there up in Hay. Hay have been in good form, they scored well over the year. Tim Jackson, Mick Howard, Chris Rankmore, they're the top order batsmen there, and they have plenty of all-rounders in Mick Tassel, Scott Wall, Andrew Davies, and of course Bowles and Bill Aldist, and maybe Ben Mabon. They've been pretty solid all year, Hay. They'll be looking forward to their experience there. For Mathara, finished fourth on the ladder, scraped into the finals. Darryl Holgate's had a good year with the bat. Ricky Island's been impressive with both bat and ball. Brendan Unwin with the bat also. Captain Clint Starkey will need to make runs. Also in the bowling lineup, Dan Tales, Jesse Mitchell-Hill, Brodie Unwin and Ricky Island will need to bowl well and keep Hay to a reasonable score there. Tipping Hay up there. In the second final, Town versus RSL West. Town had a good year also. All-rounder Brodie Benz had a great year with both bat and ball. Their batting lineup with Norman, Hogan, Sam Tasker, Ash Germano, Stuart Norman is a great lineup. And the bowling department also with Lockie Webster, Isaac Hogan, Brody Bennett, Michael Norman, all capable with the ball. For RSL West, Tim Healy had a great knock last week. He'll be called upon to make runs again. Trevor Briggs, veteran Jamie Tasker, Alan Dashwood, Jack Dankett, they'll all need to contribute up the order. For the bowling department there for RSL West, Peter Lewis has had a good year. Scotty Howard, Mitch O'Brien, the two spinners, they'll be called upon to get wickets. Look, Town would have to be definitely favourites in this game with all their depth. So this one, I'm expecting Town to win, but it should be a close game. That's at number three. And in B grade competition, RSL West play Mathara and Hay play Blighty in Hay. So good weekend of semi-final cricket in DDCA cricket. This is Brian King.
And finally, with Murray Valley cricket, Bruce Chewin.
Tomorrow or this weekend sees the finals of Murray Valley cricket, and in provincial premier grade, Bruga meet Katamatite at the Cobram Showgrounds. Last week was a contrast, with Bruga just getting home whilst Katamatite annihilated their opposition. Both teams have good depths and solid lineups, with Bruga relying on Anthony Bradley, Matt Jench, Justin Maley, Randy Oliver and the like, and new player Ryan Forsyth, who come in from the Wagga area. Whilst Katamatite has Brad Norton, the Gledhill brothers Liam and Daniel, Chris Russell, who made 191 last week, Glenn Edis and Dan Yarnley. Yarnley appears to have recovered from his foot injury and will be a key player. Katamatite are probably as good as Bruga, but do not have the finals experience. And I don't know that they will have the same success with the bat as they had last week. I expect the depths of Bruga to really test Katamatite, and the reigning premiers may again win this year. In the Division 1, YI meet Cobram Yarra Weir, and Bevan Cleland at YI had a superb performance last week, 100 runs and 5 wickets. They'll take the game right up to Cobram Yarra Weir, and I would expect YI to win. And in Division 2, Nathalia meets Finlay. I think Nathalia might just have the wood on Finlay, although the experienced Finlay lineup will do well in that game. The umpires in the seniors are Hanson and Smith. In the second division, Mellier and Calabro. And in the lower division, Owen and Duns. Bruce Chewin reporting for Murray Valley Cricket.
That's the latest in regional news and sport. The national rural news is next.
Now, are your children bored playing with...